Maybe you've been a Christian for a while. Maybe you grew up in the faith or you have known God. You've been going to church. You've been connecting with him, kind of in that way we talked about in the last episode of a relationship with God. But lately, you've just felt kind of lost. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever been in a place like that? Well, that's what we're talking about today. What should we do when we feel lost in our relationship with God? Let's get started. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Today, we're talking about spiritual life and what that means when we are in these places where we feel lost or things feel they're just not quite right. Like there's just not something that's settled in our soul when it comes to our spiritual self. There's a couple of things that I encourage us to walk through. First, I think the thing we need to ask ourselves is, have we made that decision to connect with God? Do we know him and have a relationship with him like we talked about in the previous episode? I'll give you a link to that and as well. Have you made that decision to enter into a relationship with Christ, which doesn't mean I go to church. It doesn't mean any of that, really. It just means, have I made a decision to let God be the Lord of my life? That Jesus is the only, his sacrifice is the only reason why when I go to heaven, it will be because of his salvation. It's not because of anything that I have done that's good or righteous, right? So that is that first decision. And if you, I'm operating today from the standpoint that you have made that decision and you are familiar with what it means to know, to walk in a relationship with Christ, but something has happened where you feel a little, like I said, a little off. Maybe something big has happened in your life where you're questioning, is God real? Like, why would he let that happen? What is this all about? Or maybe there's a question you've run into that is something you've never thought about before. And you've kind of let it just sit there. And the thing with questions is, I believe questions are opportunities for us to either go deeper into God, or they can be used as ways to almost be like a cancer to erode our soul. No matter what it is, if you've been having these why questions about God, that we have to start first with understanding what it is that's going on. And you may not be able to figure that out on your own. A lot of times we can't. Sometimes we need people like coaches and counselors and pastors and good friends and people who can see the deeper issues, who know, who are trained to ask the right questions to discern why it is that we're at where we're at. That's an important part of it. But no matter what, I want you to know that it's okay. I want you to know that it's okay to go through these periods when things seem a little backwards. Things may seem a little like, why is this happening? I don't understand. I'm a little confused. We all go through seasons like that, and that God understands, and he is not any less close to you in this season than he is when you feel especially close to him, that God's presence is not based on our feelings. And that's really important. So I want to just kind of preface all of that together with whatever you discover or whatever you ascertain as the root of what's going on, that God is not any less far from you because of what you may be feeling right now. Let's talk about, once we have owned it and we've acknowledged it, what do we do with it? What do we do when we're feeling lost? Because honestly, that can feel really scary. And a lot of times we don't want to own it. We don't want to know it because it's too big and too scary and too, there's shame we want to put on ourselves. But when we can get to that place, we don't have to stay there. The blessing of being a daughter of God is that we get to start new every morning with God. We get to start over. He allows us to have a do-over. I mean, it's amazing to me. He allows us to let things just get so bad in our heart that we feel far, we feel removed, we feel the ramifications of what we've done or what questions we're having, so that it can be like pain. It can be a wake-up call for us to go, well, gosh, I need to do something different spiritually. I need to address this in my life, or I need to deal with this, so that it can be a good thing. And that point of coming to that is this do-over point. And God is, like it says in Lamentations, his mercies are new every single morning for us. That really means that at any moment we can come to him, that in Christ we are a new creation. The old is gone, that the new has come. We're able to become new. We're able to say at any point, God, please help me. And he is faithful and just to redeem us from it and to show us a new path. That is what is so good about our God. And we saw that over and over again in the Old Testament. If you were to study the Israelites, there were so many times when they ran away from God, so many times when they made decisions that were clearly sin or clearly the opposite of what he had asked them to do. And he allowed them to live in that disobedience. And he said, whenever they were ready to come back to him, he was the one who was faithful, who was there to say, I'm here, I'm ready, let's start over. So making a decision that we can start again is a key part of moving forward when we feel lost spiritually. And then third, getting help, getting accountability. We can see just in social science that we are obviously so much more effective when we have things in partnership that are completed, when we have accountability, when we have community around us. And I know sometimes, especially if you're a perfectionist like I am, we can feel like accountability feels like kind of a cop-out, like, I don't need to have somebody there. Like, why should I do that? I mean, something's wrong with me. But in reality, community just means that you're human. You and I were made to have community. We were made to have accountability. This is how God made us. And so it's nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, use it to the advantage of what it is. Also, that connection, accountability, community, you can be that to somebody else. Somebody else needs you to keep them accountable. It's this iron sharpens iron thing. We are there to encourage each other as the body of Christ. That's just part of who, the blessing of being with other believers. And it is a blessing. So I encourage you, when you take this proactive action, like whether it's, you're addressing some issue that you need an answer to, a question about God or some sin that you're trying to work through, or just you feel like I've gotten apathetic in my time with God, whatever it is, that you do it within the context of telling someone else, of being in community of other people who are doing it, letting someone know that you're going through it. And they will be happy to cheer you along. Somebody who's happy to encourage you and somebody who you can then share your progress with. I mean, this is a great thing. So this is part of why when we do this spiritual growth in the Connected Bible community, it is effective, because we are a group of women who have said, I want to grow closer to God. I am somebody who needs that connection, and I want it. And so I'm committing to it. And so we do our individual time alone with the Lord 5 days a week. And then on that final day, the fifth day or the sixth day of the week, we get together and on Zoom, and we share, what were the things that stood out to you this week? What were the insights that God revealed? What are the things you're struggling with? How can we pray for you? There's also a big part of the monthly magazine that has the Bible study in it, where we're asking each ourselves every week, how am I doing spiritually? We're going to go into that, that spiritual assessment every week that we take. It's a check-in sheet. But this is really like, what are some of the takeaways that I'm having? Did I have a chance to spend time with the Lord this week? Or was it something that really, I got distracted by, or I was super faithful this week, or, what are some other things that are drawing me away from God right now? All kinds of stuff. And it just is a kind of a spiritual temperature check, so that we can see how we're doing in the sense of when we're with this effort of moving closer to God. And this rhythm, this consistency, this discipline is key to helping ourselves get out of where we are at. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that all we need to do is just have one time in God's word and it's going to magically change us. God's word is powerful, and God literally can change us overnight. But most of the time we see God work with consistent, faithful action when we pursue and seek him in these areas. When we decide, I'm going to come back, I'm going to ask the questions, I'm going to get my answers, that kind of stuff. That's when he shows up. That's when in his time, he begins to bring that healing. And so I just encourage you that as you're going through this process, to be honest about what it is and to really not be afraid to look, because he is the God who knows us, right? Psalm 139 says he made us, he formed us. We can't go away from his presence anywhere in this world. And so we can be honest, and then we can make the decision to start again, and then finding ways, people who can come around us to help us through this. But then in all of it, it takes discipline and it takes time. So it's a good process. It's an encouraging process, and it's a worthwhile process, because the results of it are this the fruits of the Spirit, which we are so blessed to enjoy as believers in God, we're not going to get those without being able to be real about what things are keeping us from God and without choosing to let His word fill us up every single day. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. I would love to hear, are you struggling and what is that like for you? Which one of these steps are you at in the process? What really spoke to you about this episode, all of that. You can do that here on the YouTube show. You can put it down in the comments, or you can do it on the podcast itself. You can leave a comment there just to kind of share how this episode changed you or touched you. We would love it if you would subscribe and leave a review if it earned it, a positive 5-star review. That'd be amazing because, of course, that helps other people find the YouTube channel and also it helps them find the podcast. And we would love to be able to share these messages with as many people as possible. So thank you again. Let me pray for us before we leave and we can have God just, I pray that God would speak to you, continue to speak to you about these issues as we go. So let's pray. Oh God, thank you so much that there is always hope in you, Father, that our hope is based on you. It's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on if we feel close to you or if we feel far away. It's based on you, God. And I pray that with my friends here, Lord, that you would reveal to them anything that's keeping them from you. You would help them to identify the questions that are there. You would help them to take the time to just sit and listen and that they would not be afraid to ask, knowing that you are a God of love. You are a God of mercy and compassion and kindness. And I pray, God, that you would reveal those things to them. You would show them what those next steps could be to find out some answers if they need to, or to make a life change. Maybe they need to let go of some sins and repent from them and be different. And I pray you would surround them with community to be successful, to be able to make the changes, God, that you have for them. Thank you, Lord, again. Just, you're awesome. You're amazing. You're such a good God to us. And we're grateful that we can be called your sons and daughters, that we can be called the children of God. It is an honor and a privilege, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My friend, I'll see you back here for the next episode. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.